everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
All right, welcome back. Buyer support seen early today eroded as traders focused on the pullback in live cattle and feeder cattle markets. Corn prices lower today in light trade. December corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 107 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 6 points. In live cattle, firm losses quickly developed in the live cattle trade following the inability to hold and sustain firm price support throughout the day. This allowed nearby contracts to trade $1 per hundredweight lower as traders were concerned about the pressure seen in beef values as well as growing pressure throughout the rest of the cattle complex. Beef cutouts, though, were 76 cents lower today in select and down 7 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 79 total loads. In feeder cattle, firm pressure redeveloped in the feeder cattle futures as traders looked for additional longer-term support throughout the entire complex, but the light volume limited trade activity across the complex. Nearby contracts held losses of 70 to 90 cents per hundredweight in most contract months, with the inability to bring trade interest back to the complex. Grain futures were lower today at a time when both corn and soybeans typically make seasonal lows for harvest. Combines have been slow getting into the fields this year despite a dry finish to the growing season in many areas. Corn prices were a little lower today with a little selling that developed after trade got going in Europe. December futures tested support at the old resistance line from September that came in around the 25-day moving average at 353.5 today. Soybeans were lower after taking a hit from the collapsing basis and closure of Chinese markets. November futures tried to firm into the open in Europe before selling kicked in again. November tested support at a convergence of moving averages around 963 today. And wheat prices were lower, paced by more selling in spring wheat after USDA raised its production forecast on Friday. Higher September 1 stocks also suggest weaker feed usage over the summer. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.